song.
He's speaking some kind of foreign language, man.
I think it's Orkin.
Oh, of course.
Oh. Zimski Tivu, haha.
What's he saying?
I was hoping you'd know.
Does he speak English?
I'll ask him.
Do you speak English? Say, habla dinero.
I can speak any language I choose.
Oh. Look, I don't get it. You said somebody very old was coming. How old are you?
7 microbleans. Or, in Earth years, beep, 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 boop, 86.
86? But he looks like a 10-year-old kid.
Well, you see, on Ork, the aging process is reversed. It's kind of like Dick Clark.
You see, we are born in a test tube. Fully grown, gray-haired, and wrinkled. That way, we are treated with respect from day one.
And baby shoe bronzing is really expensive.
Now, as you grow older, we start to look younger.
We get smaller and cuter, and that way all the people want to keep their old folks at home.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
In a weird sort of way.
Let's get on with the training. According to the meter, you're only 17% Orkin. Mork, if you are not a full Orkin by the time I'm finished here, you will be ostracized.
Oh, no. The disgrace, the shame, and the shonda of it all. To be purple in winter, too. Purple doesn't go well with goosebumps.
Is there anything I can do to help?
You've done enough, culture sapper. Go away.
What? Wait a minute, Buster. This is my house. Who do you think you are?
My name is...
I beg your pardon.
I think he said his name was...
What a rude planet.
You've turned him into an earthling. Now leave us alone so I can put the orc back in Mork.
She meant no harm, Your Eminence.
She robbed us of an Orkin.
Oh, Mork, he's right. I guess I have done enough already. I'll just go back and wait in the room. Good luck.
Oh, big kiss.
No.
You mean there's really another Orkin up there?
Yeah. Oh, Dad, it's crazy. They've been unloading a whole fleet of cargo eggs and taking strange-looking stuff into the attic.
You're living with 2 Orkins?
Oh, Dad, if Mork fails his Orkin training, I'll never forgive myself.
He'll make it, honey. He's doing it for you. You watch. Soon he'll be the same fella used to lie on the lawn shampooing caterpillars.
I just feel so helpless. And he's going through so much, and I can't even be up there with him.
Why not?
Because that old coot won't let me.
Well, honey, if Mork needs you, maybe you should be up there to help him.
Well, yeah. But I feel like an intruder in my own house. And who knows what's even arriving in those eggs?
You sound like you're a little scared.
I am, but I'm scared for Mork, not for me. And he just might fail that test.
Well, it never hurts to bring an apple to the teacher, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If you want me to, I'll go up there with you.
No. No, thanks, Dad. He's my alien.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, well, I guess I can go then. All right, now look. If you need me, I'll be home hiding under the bed. Humor. Arr, 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 arr.
It's a pure Orkin environment up there, and you're not going to spoil it.
Listen, So you and I have got to have a little talk. Now, I care about Mork, and I want him to be Orkin again just as badly as you do. I mean, I think Orkins are great. They're terrific. But you just gotta let me help him. Do you understand? Oh, pardon me.
Can't take this excitement. I'm not a young man anymore. All right, you may go.
Oh, thank you.
But you must not contaminate what we have up there with your earthliness. Put this on.
Is this gonna fit me?
One size fits all.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back of putting it on.
Up the stairs, down the stairs. This planet's rough on old people.
Oh, hello. You must be one of Mark's little friends from the daycare center. What's your name? Listen, you little...
Leave here at once. This is no place for children.
How do I look? Hi, Mr. Bigley.
Listen, I came up here to complain about the noise. Can't you play dress up a little more quietly? Where'd you get your outfits? Frederick of Mars?
They're cute at that age. Let us go. But I must warn you, your upper level has been transformed into a world no Earthling has ever seen before.
What's happening, my man? Look good.
I don't believe this place.
Quiet. He's on the nano machine.
Nanu.
Nanu. Hi, man. Oh, hi, man.
Wrong. Nanu.
Big Nanu man. He's firm, but he's fair. Oh, you look good in Orkin threads.
Oh.
I didn't know they made him in cadet.
What's happened to this place? You never even know we were in the attic.
Griblitch.
Griblitch.
Oh, Griblitch means he's on a break, man. Those elders have a tough union. Well, let me show you around.
Oh, it's really fantastic.
We're all shocked.
What's that? What's that thing?
Oh, that was Orkin words of wisdom. It'll come around again. See here it says, Skriznik cum kushbaya, which means life is like a kushbaya. Deep, huh?
Yeah, I'll bet.
Let me show you a picture of where I grew up.
You mean this is what Ork looks like?
Well, some of it. They tore most of it down to make swamps when they found out their earthquakes were allergic reaction to condominiums.
Are all these things helping you to become more Ork-like?
Oh, they sure are. They all remind me of things back home, especially my pet Nogachomp.
Nogachomp?
Well, Nogachomp's the number one pet on Ork, even more popular than Cocker Frinkles. Mine's the cutest little one of all. Here, let me call him. Bebo! Come here, boy. I think he likes you, man.
He is. A friend or a munchie?
Oh, no, no. Don't worry, hon. They only eat hair and rugs. That's why political candidates on Ork have to be real careful. Oh, okay. Hey, Bebo. Whoa. I don't know whether he's coming or going most times. Oh, he's going to dance with me. Oh, I missed you, boy. I missed you.
Oh, it's a boy?
I don't know. I've never had the nerve to turn him over. Yes, Your Eminence?
Flesh new.
Oh, break's over, man. Take a hike, Bebo.
Phase,
sir.
You will relearn your Orkin Pledge of Allegiance. Put your hand over your hearts.
Oh. I pledge allegiance to my planet. The rest of the known universe can can it.
What was that?
Killer Naugahyde. We call it the Sizzler. They probably thought you were a Malibu chicken.
Trying to fry me.
Oh, well, that's all right. You can only sit down if you have asbestos shorts. Well, you're safe now, though, me. No.
Oh, get away from him.
Oh, but she needs me, sir.
Yeah, wait a minute. You know...
Man? Man? She checked out and took the baggage, too. You froze her.
You're more concerned about her than you are about being an Orkin. It's no use. Your training can't help you. You're going back to Ork now.
No, sir, I can't leave, man.
You must.
Oh, after all these years, you'll never know that I said goodbye. Big kiss.
What happened?
With her help, I can possibly do it.
Do what?
There's a remote possibility that I might be able to pull the Earth spirits from your body with the ritual of the sacred eggs.
Oh, the ritual of the sacred eggs, man. Oh, gasp, choke. Extreme fear. Everything pulses through my body. Man, he's an exorcist.
Sika flagoop.
Sika flagoop.
Intalatu.
Intalatu.
Vigola zitadap.
Vigola zitadap.
With this ceremonial egg, I will attempt to remove the Earth spirits from his body. I only hope I'm strong enough.
Why? What's going to happen?
It's not going to be pleasant.
Well, wouldn't you feel more powerful if you were upstairs in your own environment?
No. We must fight the Earth vibrations off for their most powerful. That's why it's so dangerous. Earth behavior, be gone!
Are you all right?
Mark's not here right now.
Noise, the name Earth features the game. What do you mean my credit's no good, Lord?
Your grandma writes bad checks at Macy's.
The Earth spirits won't let go of it. I must try harder. Be gone!
Whoa, somebody get that thing away from me. Next time you get that image, there better be pantyhose in there. Whoa. Wow, what are you doing, Walt? You're a gnarly little geek, aren't you?
Bonjour! Bonjour! Bonjour!
No, oh, for sure.
Be gone!
For sure.
Be gone! Give me a Twinkie. Here, kitty. Whoa, there goes the kitty.
No, hey, nice to be here in Vegas. Nice to be here in Vegas. Can I say, I know what you say. Hey, are you sure you want to go for a ride on my belt? No, come here. I don't care. Oh, what about this crunchy beer without this great land of ours? I don't know. I'm sorry. All I want is a condominium with a view. A condominium with a view. I shall return. You can't. They're just tapes. I am.
I can do no more. It's up to him now.
Oh, no. Oh, Mark, please come back. Mark.
No. My name is Mark.
Oh, he's back.
The earthly spirits seem to have left.
Oh, let me help you up. Are you all right?
Oh, man. I had this horrible dream. I dreamed my head spun all the way around and I spit out Linda Blair.
Look, your hair's growing.
Oh. I'm back to my roots. Oh, thank you, your geezerness.
He's just the way he used to be, right?
The oracle meter will tell us that.
Oh, no. There's no place like home.
Only 93% Orkin. You failed. Prepare to leave for Ork to be ostracized.
Oh, no, it can't be.
No, Min, we cannot question the wisdom of an elder. Can we?
No.
See? Min, something's knocked out of the room.
He said the ritual would be dangerous, and yet he still did it for me.
And you did it for me.
Oh, and you did that for him. You know, life would be a lot simpler if we were selfish.
Let's see if we can get him to drink some juice.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here. Let me, sir. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
It's all right.
Oh, he's not drinking. Maybe I should fix him some soup.
No, no, the noodles will get caught in his fingernails.
Oh, good, he's drinking.
Plasnet Villatuch of Benji.
What's he saying?
We're talking for, he'd like a frozen daiquiri, and what's your sign?
I was about to take Mark away, and you wanted him to stay. Why did you help me?
I had to. You needed someone.
As a wise elder, I have never uttered these words before. I don't get it.
Well, it's called caring, Your Eminence.
Strong medicine. I think I'm beginning to realize what a Mindy is.
Well, at least you understand that, sir. I'm ready to leave now.
You're not a perfect Orkin. And the rules say I must take you back.
Rules are rules, sir.
True. But you are not playing the same game down here. You both taught me that.
I understand the puzzlement, a sense of disorientation, sir.
Perhaps if you were any more Orkin, you'd be of no use as an observer. You'd stick out, like me. You belong here.
You mean he can stay?
Yes, oh soft-lapped one.
Oh, thank you, sir. Jubilation, shixelation. Oh, Fern, Fern, I'm back. Oh, you too. Oh, look at it. I'm back, Jack. Oh, take it easy, chair. Sir. Oh.
Thank you, Your Eminence.
I like that.
Oh, that was called a hug.
Interesting concept. Why don't we have them on Ork?
Well, sir, either we're too advanced or we don't want the Baptists to know that we're dancing.
Let's go now in order to catch the next time warp.
Oh.
But if I should ever happen to be in the galaxy again, would you mind a visit from an old man?
Oh, any time.
We promise we'll write.
Yeah, as soon as we learn how to spell...
Well, nanu nanu. Or, as you earthlings say.
Oh. Goodbye. Oh.
Hello, sir.
Oh, well, it's nice to have you back, Warp.
Just Mindy and me. And Bebo makes me. Enjoy them now, Min. They grow to be 100 feet high. He likes you, Min.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Come in, your grossness, your fatitude, your inattuneness.
Oh, lord and master.
Oh, how I miss those words, Mark.
Sir, me too.
Glad to see your back.
Oh, I'd be glad to see your back, sir, but your front pulls around and covers it.
I'd love to sing him, Bean.
Music to my ears. His Eminence told me what happened. It must have been quite an experience for you.
Oh, yes, sir. It was a very heavy philosophical excursion, for sure.
But basically, sir, after much difficulty, I found the tree of me.
Good, Mark. Where did you find it?
In the Forest of Us, sir.
And where is the Forest of Us?
Well, down the path of change, where the squirrels of self hide the nuts of inner peace.
In other words, Mark, what you're...